News you want, you're listening to Biz Takeouts,
the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 203.fm.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing and Media Show, our first show for 2014, and I think we've got a good one for you today. We're speaking to Koo Govender, who is the new CEO for VWV Group. She's formerly Corporate Communications and Marketing Director at Mnet, so big corporate, and is now with VWV Group. We're going to be hearing from her shortly about everything that's happening there, her first couple of months at the company and what's been going on. But before we do that, let's get into our must-read stories from bizcommunity.com. We start out with an interesting one called DMMA joins global digital body and rebrands as IAB South Africa. I think this is quite exciting for South Africa. So yeah, DMMA has joined with Interactive Advertising Bureau, or IAB, and from now on the DMMA is known as IAB South Africa. What exactly does that mean? I'm not sure. We will get them in sometime into the studio to see exactly what we're going to be doing with IAB. Our next story for the day, we've got and this is also on Biz Community, there's a massive section for trends. So looking forward in 2014, what people expect to be seeing. So we're looking at the year ahead for research. This is by Henk Pretorius, and he's kind of saying for the year ahead for research, we've got continued growth on do-it-yourself research, growth in Mobi research, and increased measuring of effectiveness of digital marketing, an important element. So yeah, go have a look at that article on the site, more details on that. Another trend story, this is from Odette van der Haar. We've got a game-changing year for advertising and communications. She's saying advertising spend trends are important, the shifting landscape in advertising, the rising buzzword, which is content, and the new agency, what does it look like? So all the details are on bizcommunity.com. Go have a look at that. Our third trends piece for the day, we've got, and this is an interesting one as well, we've got The Cash-Strapped Consumer by Mike Tabiner. He's saying, as marketers, we're going to have to become acutely aware of the financial issues that face our customers. The best thing we can do as marketers is to remember that we are consumers, and it's value, 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 research, and empathy. So those are things you need to remember when dealing with your customers for the year 2014. As we know, the petrol price has gone up, everything's getting more expensive, so he looks at kind of how we should deal with our customers who are a bit cash strapped. And then lastly, for our must read stories, we've got our featured job. This is marketing managers, I hope you're listening, marketing manager for Savannah. Yes, it's dry, but you can drink it. They Distell is looking for a marketing manager for its Savannah brand. If you have a degree or diploma, minimum 5 years brand marketing experience, computer literacy, so Word, Excel, PowerPoint, all of that kind of thing, good presentation skills and time management, and a proven strategy development experience, get hold of Distell. Go to bizcommunity.com. The site is on the landing page under the promoted content, so second story on the site. If it is you, I think it's Cape Town based, Savannah's a cool brand to sink your teeth into. Go have a look there. We're going to take a couple of songs, and then we're going to be back with Koo chatting experiential marketing, VWV Group, and everything around that. If you have got any questions for us, you can get us on Twitter. Use the hashtag BizTakeouts, B-I-Z Takeouts, or get me at BizWazza. Any questions for Koo or myself, get us there, and we'll see you after a couple of songs.
Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 203.fm.
Welcome back to Biz Takeouts, the Marketing and Media Show. There we had a couple of songs in there. We had Just Ginger, Local Guys. We had Biffy Clyro, who's coming out next year for Rand's Face. A couple other ones in between. Okay, in front of me, I've got Koo Govender taking a deep breath. I see that. So basically, Koo is the first female CEO of VWV Group, who's been around for, I think, 30-odd years. She's the former Corporate Communications and Marketing Director for Mnet and has been involved in broadcasting and media for 22 years, which I battle to believe because she does not look that old, I promise. Koo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Aaron.
I think let's start out. Obviously, coming from Mnet, which is super corporate, a big corporate monster, going to the agency side, what has the change been like?
I think the first challenge for me is that I've swapped from client to supplier.
Yeah.
And I think that's a major, major, major mind shift. And also now I have to go and lobby for suppliers, for clients. And before, suppliers used to come and lobby to me in terms of agencies. So I think that's the biggest mind shift from an agency to a big corporate.
Okay. So it's almost having all the power to kind of asking for some power now. Is that right, or is that too simple?
That's exactly what it is. Okay,
there we go. And then obviously VWV Group, massive international company. What attracted you to VWV Group?
Firstly, it is their track record in terms of what they've done for the World Cup. VWV has been around for 33 years. And their major stuff is all their major events, their major conferences that they've done, and just their innovative creativity. They're really a powerhouse of creativity and groundbreaking stuff that they use at the events and conferences.
Okay, and if someone doesn't know VWV Group, how would you kind of sum it up in saying this is what we do?
I would say VWV is a brand, global experiential agencies, and we bring brands to life via experiences.
Okay, and obviously when it comes to experiential marketing, which you guys are kind of experts at, what makes experiential marketing such an important part? Because I know a lot of brands are looking at ways to touch consumers and kind of be part of their life. And we've almost moved, I wouldn't say moved away, we've incorporated this into the traditional 4 P's of marketing and all of that jargon. So what makes experiential marketing such an important part for the marketing mix?
Firstly, I think the marketing landscape has evolved tremendously. There's a lot of pressure on marketing directors in terms of what their return on investment is for their marketing spend. We have extremely knowledgeable and challenging consumers. If the consumers are not happy, there's various social media platforms that they can air their opinions on. So in terms of experiential marketing is, how can I touch the consumer and reach the right consumer? And therefore, experiential marketing is a very important mix in your marketing spend as well.
Okay.
And there's no universal definition of experiential marketing. But however, I think, let me give you a little bit of academic.
Okay,
to
do that.
It's a specialization of taking the fundamental concept of creating connection through a designed emotive experience. So experiential marketing is engaging with consumers via experience, touching them with a memorable experience. And that's what engages consumer senses and creates that lasting impression for our brands, and therefore I think that's one of the ways where consumers know, create brand awareness and become loyal to brands as well.
Yeah, well, it's funny you talk about the emotion. We had a guy on here a while ago called Martin Lindstrom, who's a neuromarketer, so he looks at your brain and how you interact with brands. And he was saying they hooked people up to the MRI scans, and when they looked at the Apple brand, part of their brain which lit up was actually the in love part. So it's all about building that brand in terms, and it's the emotion behind it. So it's not just about the brand, it's how you feel towards that brand.
Absolutely. And also, consumers are faced with so many choices. There's not just one brand out there. So therefore, that emotional connection is so important, because that in love with that brand makes me loyal to be with that brand.
Exactly.
Or associated with that brand.
Exactly. And then also, you mentioned about social media. So you're saying that obviously consumers have social media platforms to kind of vent if there's frustration. But, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine social media is a very important platform when it comes to experiential marketing, about sharing the experience with your community.
Absolutely. It's like the Bud Light experiential.
Oh, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Ad. That goes viral, and that's another form of sharing the good side of a brand.
Exactly. So social media can be your worst enemy or your most powerful
absolutely.
Tool.
And absolutely.
And then, funny, the Bud Light ad, and that's what I think the beauty of social media is, that it was initially a Super Bowl ad, which I would never, ever have seen, and then suddenly everyone across the world seeing it because of social media.
Absolutely.
So which is amazing. Okay, I think let's talk. Okay, obviously you're in Cape Town, you're based in Joburg. What are you doing in Cape Town?
So yesterday was the Cape Town Carnival media launch. I was one of the pioneers for the Cape Town Carnival. I actually went to Rio to look at how
nice.
Rio does the carnival. And after resigning from Mnet, I was their media partner from an Mnet perspective. The Cape Town Carnival Trust wanted me to stay on as a trustee so I can have more input into the Cape Town Carnival. And I think my interest to Cape Town Carnival is we could attract more tourists to Cape Town and South Africa as well.
When is Cape Town Carnival?
It's on the 15th of March.
15th? Oh, so it's around the corner.
Yes, it's around the corner. So yesterday was the media launch.
Excellent. I never got an invite. Thank you for that.
Next time around.
Yeah. Okay, going back to experiential marketing. Where do you kind of look? So personally, which markets do you look at kind of to see what's trending and what people are doing to get inspiration for what you're going to be doing at VWV Group?
I think in terms of best practices, there's a global agency called Jack Morton. So it's very important to see what other global companies are doing to benchmark yourself. And I think VWV is very close close or on par or better than some agencies.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example in terms of Miller Coors. VWV has been doing the Miller Coors distributor conference for the last 10 years and we've just won another tender for the next 3 years. So that would say VWV's, I don't want to sound arrogant.
No, it sounds awesome. 10-year contract. Who doesn't want that?
We had it for 10 years and we've got another 3-year contract. So that would say that we're on par or even better.
Exactly. And then something else you mentioned, which and this might be a tough question. I hope not. If it is, just like wave and I will skip over it. You mentioned, Anna, about ROI, so measuring experiential campaigns,
yes.
Which I know a lot of agencies talk about measurements and ROI and digital, you can do this. How do you measure an experiential marketing? Like, how do you check your ROI on that?
I would say, you know, what's the marketing objective? Is the marketing objective to create awareness of the brand? And that also, if your product is moving off shelves, that's definitely an ROI. And in terms of your brand's, if creating awareness and if you're prompting that awareness and people suddenly know the awareness of your brand, that's your ROI.
Cool. So it's all about the objective. That's
exactly.
How, cool. And then obviously I think, well, I read this in your bio. It says one of your first points of call coming to VWV Group is to look at the Women's Empowerment Academy. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
So obviously you come from Mnet. I know you were involved with Mnet Cares, which I think was amazing. What's happening with the Women's Empowerment Academy?
Okay, it's called the Women's Leadership Academy.
Okay.
And basically, VWV is also predominantly male. And me being female, I want to empower women. So I'm going to quickly take you through my journey of why I'm so passionate about women empowerment. Very few women are in leadership positions in the marketplace. And I think it's important for women who are in CEO or senior positions to bring other women along this journey. And my philosophy, it's not only about success, it's about being significant and leaving a legacy.
Okay.
So therefore, my motivation to the Women's Leadership Academy. So what I'm doing is we're targeting second and third year students in the marketing arena. I've got 4 universities on board thus far, which is Maharishi, UJ, Vega, and AAA.
Okay.
And what we're going to do, we're going to select 5 or 6 girls from each university, bring them to VWV, which VWV will basically fund the whole academy, and we'll take them through about 6 to 8 modules. And those modules are how to survive in the corporate world. How do I dress appropriately? How do I interview appropriately? How do I handle sexual harassment? How do I handle conflict management? So it's basically having the academic stuff, but now you need life skills to face the corporate world.
Okay, it's funny. When you started talking about that, I saw a glint in your eyes. Obviously, this is a passion for you.
Extremely passionate about it.
So you mentioned about that there aren't that many women in CEO roles. Why do you think that is? Do you think that's a legacy thing, or do you think that's... what is the reasoning behind that?
I think there's lots of reasoning. Some reasoning is that some corporates are not afraid to employing women in the CEO role. The other thing is women are not confident enough, and they need to be mentored. They need to be coached to get into CEO positions. And also some women have different objectives or different challenges in life. So it's just not a one answer.
Okay, no, I get it. And then obviously for you, first female CEO for VWV Group, how's that been? Do you think, and you mentioned a predominantly male environment, is it difficult for you to get into that role, or was it an easy fit?
It was an easy fit because I think I'm in a lucky situation in terms of the men supporting me at VWV. And they're extremely talented, creative bunch. So therefore, I feel it's a real easy fit.
So it's not a problem at all.
No, okay. Not a problem at all.
Going back to the Women Leadership Academy, obviously the whole point of it behind it is mentorship and bringing these girls up. So how do you? What is the kind of route that if you could, in your dream, that you would see these girls taking through the academy?
For me, the dream is they come out with their degrees, and the dream is they would have the life skills of entering into the corporate and making an impact in the corporate. Because my dream is I want them to be powerful and successful women in South Africa.
Okay,
that would be my dream.
And then, how did you guys pick your schools? So And I know I'm going to get tweets after this saying, how do we get involved? We want to help, like, pick our school. How do you pick the schools and the students which are going to be going on this course with you?
At the moment, we just picked the marketing arena because obviously I wanted to first, because being an ex-marketeer, I wanted to touch the marketing sphere. So therefore, that's how I chose the school. And in terms of criteria, I've spoken to all the institutions who are completely on board with us, the four institutions I spoke about. So they would select the girls on academic and how desperate they want to be in and make an impact in the corporate environment.
Okay. And then I don't know if you guys are, but if someone's interested in helping out, sponsorship, that kind of thing, is that something you guys are open to?
Absolutely, absolutely.
How do people get involved? Where do they go?
It's coo@vwv.com.
Okay, so it's that easy.
that's easy.
coo@vwv.com if you are interested in the Women's Leadership Academy. I got that,
yes.
Right? Okay. Back to VWV, I think, because that's a very exciting campaign. So I think it's awesome. Well done. Two more questions for you before we end the show. I told you time's going to go very quickly. Okay, actually three. I'm going to make it three questions. We've still got enough time. Obviously, you mentioned first woman CEO. What is your first kind of touch point and revamp for VWV? Are there any major changes you want to make? So if anybody from VWV is listening, now's the time to listen carefully.
So in terms of VWV, they've been really successful for the last 33 years. So my objective in terms of VWV is definitely a growth strategy, and how can we grow in South Africa and create more profile for VWV and also growth into Africa as well.
Okay. Second last question. I think you've probably covered a little bit there already. What is the next big thing for VWV besides the Women's Leadership Academy?
VWV has a lot of events and a lot of conferences coming up for this year. So that's going to be our exciting stuff. Okay. I'd love to mention all our...
Okay. Mention one or two. Which are the big ones which are confirmed and done and happening? Can you? No? You can shake your head. No? No? Okay, we can't mention the conferences.
I can mention it's the MillerCoors Distributor Conference, okay, which is in San Diego from the 24th to the 27th of March.
Okay.
And there's that's the big conference in the US. And there's other stuff, but I don't want to mention one brand and not mention the other brand.
No, it's fine. And then in South Africa specifically, anything exciting we should be watching out for?
Yes. Red Bull.
Red Bull. Yeah. So watch out for Red Bull. My last question for you, and this might be a tough one, and this is going back to the Women's Leadership Academy. So in my eyes, I'm kind of seeing you as the Oprah of South Africa, because I think it's such a cool initiative. This is going to be a tough question. Who would win in an arm wrestle between you and Oprah? And I do think Oprah's got a couple of kilograms on you. Who would win in an arm wrestle?
You know what? I'm not interested in her power.
Yeah.
I'm interested in who Coup Govender is.
Okay.
And how Coup Govender will make an impact into South Africa.
Cool. So that's it. South Africa is the way to go.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, we will definitely be keeping an eye on you. Good luck with the Women's Academy. We'll be watching that very closely. If people do want to get hold of you, it's coup@vwv.com. That easy. Yeah. That's been our show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Warren.
Cool. That has been our show for the day. You can get all the details on bizcommunity.com. The podcast will be there, the stories, the Coup's contact details, everything. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week, same time, same place, with some cool guests. Have a good week.